Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I thought we might talk about something that is, maybe a little different, and that is, do you possess a desire for wisdom? I mean, do you really hunger for it? 2 Peter 3:18 says, rather, you must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, as Christian people, as Christ-following leaders in our family, in our work, in our community, I think most of us desire to increase our capacity, to grow in humility, to strengthen our understanding, to sharpen our skills, and at some point, like all leaders, to impact others. But to grow in each of those areas as a leader takes one thing fundamentally, and that is wisdom. Cultivating a hunger for wisdom by seeking out intentional ways to grow is the absolute essential when it comes to a leader and their journey. Now, keep in mind, oftentimes we talk about leaders as if they're CEOs or pastors or business people, but honestly, the greatest leader on the planet oftentimes is a mom. And so what we find in our world is that we need to have a hunger for wisdom. We need to have a desire for wisdom if we're going to grow in our leadership, hence have a greater impact and greater impact on our families, our businesses, our peers, our communities, our nations, and the world. Well, James 1:5, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. You see, my friend, God desires to give his people wisdom. He's a generous God. Wisdom is the intangible ingredient that allows leaders to make, are you ready for this? Good decisions. Good decisions always lead to healthy relationships. And as James 1:5 shows, wisdom is something that we can ask for and we can attain. Friend, listen, hungering for wisdom is a posture. It enlists mentors, if you will. The disciples were students of Jesus. They learned by watching as Jesus modeled how to be a servant leader. He imparted his wisdom and walked alongside his disciples, and his disciples were faithful, available, and you ready for this? Teachable. So must we be. To have the opportunity to walk alongside others who have gained wisdom through experience, but it takes the same posture of humility to hunger and desire for wisdom. But also, friend, listen, having a great desire for wisdom is a gift. Make sure you share it. We have the opportunity to share our wisdom, and I want to encourage you, be that person that gives liberally of your time and your wisdom, but not in the sense of being a know-it-all, because honestly, people care less and less about what we say and more about what we do. Wise leaders remain teachable over a lifetime as they learn from mistakes and grow through experiences. And as we grow in our leadership, our desire for wisdom is unattainable and yet perfectly attainable. Unattainable in that humanly we can never get enough of it, and totally attainable in that God will never cease to give it to us when we ask for it. God desires to give you wisdom today, my friend. Liberally ask for it, but it takes intentionality and others to help us on our journey to be humble enough to seek his wisdom. God bless you, my friend. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.